Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Medium Insights Hour, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation and Signs of Life Radio. As you all know, we gather here every month to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on many topics related to consciousness, spirituality, and the afterlife. I'm Roman Karpyshka, and as your host, I'm very excited to welcome for the first time to the show a fellow Canadian, Joël Tremblay, for the very first time. Joël's journey, it's quite interesting. It bridges a professional life with a profound spiritual awakening is the best way to describe it. So after early intuitive experiences that she didn't understand, she pursued a highly analytical path, earning an undergraduate degree, a master's degree, completing half a doctorate while advancing in the corporate world, leading teams, managing complex projects, launching 3 small businesses. So, you know, at that point, spirituality kind of remained absent from her life until a struggle with infertility left her to an unexpected retreat that reopened her connection to the spiritual realm. So through meditation, deep inner work, she experienced a transformative awakening and soon became pregnant. And during her third trimester, her intuitive abilities returned with striking clarity, allowing her to connect with spirit and communicate with loved ones who have passed. Since then, she's trained extensively with courses, mentorships, and more than, 100 practice sittings before offering her mediumship professionally. Today, she uses her ability to hear, sense, see, and feel spirit to support individuals and families in their healing, and crediting her son as the catalyst who revealed her purpose to the path that she was meant to follow. So tonight's show is, as always, for informational purposes. Your questions are more than welcome. And if you do have questions, please feel free to call 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And with that, Joël, welcome to the show.
Merci beaucoup. Merci. I'm so
de rien,
happy.
De rien.
What a beautiful bio you read.
Thank you. Yeah, we just I got it from your website and just kind of reworded it, and there you go, you know.
It's fun. It's lovely to hear my story through someone else's lens.
Perspective. Yeah. Very nice. I'm going to be questioning you a lot about, being a first-time newbie to the show. We want to know more about you and
absolutely
how everything became. So where are you from?
I'm actually from Canada, as mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I'm French-Canadian, so I live in the outskirts of Ottawa. I did my fair share of traveling, living abroad and everything, but I'm rooted here.
Very nice. So like Orléans, are you like around?
No, actually Chelsea.
Chelsea, okay.
Yeah.
I got my brother lives in Ottawa, actually, and I was born in Ottawa.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, and I lived in Montreal till 1997, and then from then I lived here in Albany. So it was before the show. J'avais un petit peu d'occasion à me débrouiller avec vous, which is I just said to her. I just had an occasion to speak French, which I don't get very often, but it was it's very nice.
It was a very nice surprise.
Yeah, thank you. So this is so you live outside of Ottawa, and so you obviously speak French. And how did you hook up with the Forever Family Foundation?
Oh, it's a lovely story, actually.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned, as you were reading my bio, my gifts kind of abilities, I should say, return when I was pregnant with my first, but you don't understand them. You're right. You don't control, you don't
I don't
understand.
understand what it's like to be pregnant. Nope.
And anyways, very synchronistically, during my whole breastfeeding journey and my sleepless nights, Surviving Death was on Netflix. And so I was watching Surviving Death, but I did not connect right away. But that was my first kind of learning about the Forever Family Foundation, but didn't think much of it, right? I'm just sleep deprived at this time, like a mom of my first one. At the time, I only had one, and all of this. But then I just explored more my mediumship and my abilities, train all of that exercise. And I was doing a reading for someone one day, and the woman was from California, and she says, "How are you not certified by the Forever Family Foundation?" And I kind of had to dust off my brain and be like, the Forever Family, right? So I went, looked at the website, understood that I couldn't get involved in any way possible because I love volunteering in my personal life. And I was like, okay, cannot volunteer, cannot help if I want to pass a certification. So I just registered, waited a few months. Of course, it's a long process. Did my test, but that's how it came about. It
Oh,
was
very
the
nice.
first time they pinged me, I didn't understand it, so they had to ping it. They had to ping me directly the second time. They had to be like, you, this.
Very nice. So you've gotten to know some of the people, like Bob Ginsburg, one of the founders.
Yes,
Yeah, he's a
yes.
great guy. He's a great. I
Oh,
love
I
that
adore Bob. So I
guy.
was on my first retreat in January, actually, was the first retreat I did. But I also interviewed Bob for, I write a spiritual letter every single month, and I interviewed Bob for his personal story. Oh, he's so generous. He's such a great person.
Yeah, that's great. No, I see that. I see that you have you read a spiritual story and you came out with you have a children's book that you came out with. Yes, talk a bit about that. What tell us about that. What's that all about?
That's fantastic. Actually, it came from a personal story. So my godson had trouble sleeping through the night. He was 3 or 4 at the time, trouble sleeping through the night. He'd say he'd have visits. It would always be, he would call her a witch, but she was funny. But he said, "I don't want to laugh. It's midnight. I don't want to laugh." And so he'd tell her to go away. So I came up with like a little bubble of protection, a way for him in his language to understand how to, tell her to go away, that that time was not the time, and he would only allow mom and dad at night in his room. And so he started saying that daily, his little nightly prayer, protection bubble prayer, and it worked. And so I was like, oh wait, maybe it can help more kids. And so I wrote it in the book format.
Fantastic, fantastic. And the other book that you wrote, I mean, I've read hundreds of books on mediumship, you know, because it fascinates me and all of
Yeah,
that.
it's
But
fascinating.
this is the first book that I've read, like, or the first book that I've seen where it's like from a perspective of how to live with a medium or how to deal with a medium. That's the other book
Oh
that
my
you wrote.
God.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I was like, which book? My guide with the partner. Yes.
Yeah, that's really
Yes.
cool. I've never seen anything like it. T tell people about that a bit.
Yes, well, my poor husband, he married a corporate girl doing her doctorate degree. He did not marry a medium who lights up incense and sage the home. But I love him. I love and adore him. He welcomes every single shape and form as of me. But he didn't know how to deal. You know, if suddenly someone in your home becomes highly spiritual, you're like, how do I deal with someone that speaks with past loved ones? And you know, he didn't know.
So
So,
your life's like an episode of Bewitched, right? Kind
Right.
of.
And so this is our journey of how to find a respectful, loving, kind relationship when you have your spiritual awakening. Because for most of us, it happens within our adult life, and for a lot of people, unfortunately, their partner is not necessarily open to the idea, and so it's ways of still being.
Yeah, well, that's really a very different perspective on things, and I really appreciate it, and I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate it. So, We're going to talk more about your business towards the end, kind of thing, where you get to plug your website and all that kind of stuff and get all these bookings and make $1 million. No, but no, actually, it's to help people. I understand that.
Yes, and no, I am blessed with a lovely clientele. Truly, I'm just blessed with trust always. So yeah,
So that
there's
bubble of protection that you in your kid's book, do you apply it to yourself when you do readings? Like to
I do.
Okay, so tell us about how you prepare for a reading.
Oh, lovely. Well, my God, it's as you know by now, by the amount of time you've done this show, all of us, we have our own unique way of getting into our
Zone.
connection. Yeah, all of us are very so unique. And so I can only speak from my perspective. For anyone listening, I always want to say that because I always tell people you got to try different tools, different ways of doing it. Because each of us are so individual in the way we connect. How I personally do it is I go through a meditation where I ground myself and then I open all of my energy. And then I'm a very visual person. So I will always visualize either a highway of energy, like literally a highway coming through me and out of me, or I will step out of an elevator and boom, I step into a field of light. Now that field of light is my field of light. So the highway of energy and the field of light, wherever I step in, is my field of light. And I will put a bubble of protection around that one. And I will simply put a little intention to the angels. Also my lovely grandmother who spoke with angels, who I learned after her passing, you know, how the whole life unfolds. But I learned, so I'll often ask her support, her protection into my work. And then I will always ask for the person I'm about to read. I'll say usually their first name, and I'll ask for the best intention, the most healing validations and messages that can come through. But yes, that's in a nutshell my way of connecting.
Very nice. And do you do that like in front of the client, like with the client in front of you?
No, I do that on my personal,
On the
yes.
before that beforehand, gotcha.
Yes. Yes, because yeah. I can take my time sometimes.
Oh yeah, of course. So how many readings do you typically do, like in a day or in a week? Because it takes a lot of energy.
I love that question because you know what? When I came into this, I was not guided into this work. And I literally thought every single medium would do 40 hours a week of readings. And so I actually did. You can laugh about it because now I can laugh about it too. No one said anything to me. I don't know. This is not something people share broadly that they don't do 40 hours a week. And I literally booked myself 40 hours a week reading. And of course, I got energy sickness. I was literally like food poisoning. But then my husband had the same things at me and he was fine. And here I would have food poisoning over food poisoning. I was like, well, what is happening to my body? It was quite a physical since it was wild. And then eventually my brain, it took me about a month or two for my brain to piece together. Oh my God, I think I'm overdoing energy work.
That's way too much.
It was
Of
wild.
reading. Yeah, that's
So
crazy.
now my big days are 5 readings in a day. Those are my big days. But then my usual days are 4 or 3, depending. I also have 2 young children, 2 and 3. So based on their schedule, their demands, I work around that as well. But I do a lot of readings from what I learned from other mediums. I understand that most mediums don't do as many as I do, but then I come from the extreme of thinking 40 hours. So I train myself to 40 hours a week. So for me, 5 a day isn't that much.
Okay. No, that's good as long as as long as you can keep it up. But yeah, it's because of the energy that it takes just takes
Yes.
a toll on your immune fighting abilities, and that's probably why you got sick a lot.
Yes,
When you were doing
absolutely.
that,
And I
just the
find that
energy.
I didn't know much about Reiki or any of those modalities before, but now I do get Reiki at least once a month by a lovely Reiki practitioner named Carla that I always reference on my Instagram. And I also do therapy. I find that therapy twice a month is like such a help for me because it helps me move those emotions, that overflow that stays within me. Emotions are energy as well. So I swear by Reiki and therapy.
Very nice. Very nice. So are you like Can you turn off your readings abilities, like when you're not doing readings, when you're at home cooking supper, doing playing with the kids? Can you turn that off?
Yes, absolutely. I have full
Okay.
control of my abilities, 1,000%. Yes, that would not be pleasant at all.
No,
No,
it certainly
no.
wouldn't. Some
There are a
people
few times that
can't.
you have glitches, right? And like airports, sometimes I'll send someone or but then when that happens, I'll go back to the spirit and I'll say, I don't, this is not comfortable for me right now. Please come back to me in another moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Now,
and wrong boundaries.
in your readings, do you ever like convey information that even like the sitter does not know ab
Oh,
about?
yes.
Isn't that great when that happens?
It's lovely. It's
It's called
lovely.
like double blind kind of thing, and they find out that, hey, you were right later, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So
Yes. Yes.
tell us some things about that.
Yes, I'll give you a great example. I was doing a reading for a woman that did not speak French nor English, who was a widow, so she lost her husband. So she had one of her child sit to be the translator during the
Oh,
reading.
okay.
And so I'm reading that person's dad, but the reading is aimed at the mom, right? So I'm reading for the dad, and then it's quite interesting. Things from their early journey came through, what he did for a living when he was like 18, 19, when they met together. He would show me clear signs. It was quite interesting. And I would tell that to the child, and they would be like, no, sorry, that's not my dad. No, sorry, I can't take this. And I'd be like, are you certain? And at one point, they turned to their mom and they translated everything I just said. And the mom started crying because she was like, yes, that's what he did when we met. That's how he would, that's exactly, he worked in a factory. That was exactly his role in the factories. But the person never knew their dad as that. And so it was just a very interesting, nice moment for me. Yes,
Yeah,
but
I'm
it does happen
sure.
a lot.
And it's all you're also dealing with another language. So when you're getting those communications, it must be like very visual and not very language based for you to be able to
I don't know, Roman.
in a
For me,
different language.
it gets translated. I understand that the person does not speak my language, but by the
Yeah.
time the words arrive, they've been translated. But when I hear them speak, oh, I can tell you, oh yeah, I know this is Spanish, or I know this is Hebrew, or I know this is. But by the time they arrive in my clairaudience, they're in English. I don't know. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
So for a typical reading for you, like usually somebody books a reading with a medium because they want to connect with a deceased loved one
Right.
because they miss them, that kind of thing. So they're in there going with the intention of meeting a particular person, but I'm sure during medium readings that you do, more people come through as well, right? Not
Yes.
just that person. So does that happen often, and to what scale does that happen, would you say, at least in your experience?
Yes, it does happen quite frequently. While usually the person that we are expecting will take most of my light or sometimes all of my light. It does happen, and I had a wild story happen once. And so, ever since that story, I never doubt spirit. One time, I had, I believe, I can't remember properly, but I think I had a husband and a mom that were departed. But then I had this other lady, and I was like, she's a faint connection in your life, but she is here clear as day. And I had bullet points validation as to who this woman was. And the sitter said, I'm sorry, I really can't place her. And I said, no worries. You know, don't stress this during a reading. Just please receive the validations and wait and wait and see. Because normally when someone, now Joelle, no Joelle, I try to shut it off, but that spirit was so prevalent. And then the week later, and I said to her, I said, you see this person every week. Like, I know you see this person every week. She's like, there's no one I see every week that's departed. I said, this person's in your community. You see them every week. Next week, they go to the grocery store. On the grocery store's door, there was these little in memoriam. Thank you, Suzanne, for serving the last 35 years. Rest in peace, you know. And the person emailed me, she says, you won't believe. She says, everything this woman brought as validation. I got it. And she says, of course I saw her every week. She was the cashier at my grocery store in my community. And I'm saying, oh yes, but it happens often. I'll get a neighbor that departed, or I'll get a cousin that departed. But oftentimes those are, I can identify that they're a faint connection. I can go through the list of validations, and then usually they'll leave and they'll allow my life to just go fully to mom or husband or whoever needs my light at the moment. Yeah.
Would you say most of your readings is spent doing validations or doing messages, or what
I'm
do
a
you think?
message medium, 1,000%. So I'm a very, as you mentioned in the intro, I'm a very analytical person. So I manage my readings always the same. I'll identify my link, who's here. I have dad, I have mom. Then I'll go through my array of validations, whatever they give me. But then we spend all of the reading and messages. So we'll spend the first 10 minutes in validations and then in messages. But the messages bring so much validations as well, right? Sometimes they'll talk about a leaking pipe. There's no way I could know this, right? Or the car that someone's trying to fix that was their car, right? The messages bring tons of validations as well. But no, I'm usually, my work is immersed in messages for sure.
Now, did you have any mediumistic tendencies when you were a child growing up or anything like that? Or is this strictly later on in life that it became?
No, as a child, I had the visits in my bedroom. Not understanding what they were, not understanding who they were. We were not a spiritual family. We're not a religious family. It was more hide under the cover and just like tell them to get away, tell them to get away. Until one day they did, finally. And then life got better for me because at that point they were not, it was not pleasant experiences, right? But no, they were past loved ones and some people that could identify from my personal life that had departed yet.
Do you recognize any of those entities that visited you when you were young? Is it anybody like from, deceased relatives or anything
Oh
like
yeah,
that?
deceased relative. Oh yeah, 1,000%.
Is that what it
Yeah.
was?
Oh yes. No, I didn't have any
Well, you didn't understand it, so you're scared. And the
Yeah.
opposite of love is fear, actually. You know that?
Yes,
It's
no. And some of those relatives I didn't get to meet because for example, one of my relative was in a vegetative state when I was born, so I never got to meet them. I only saw them in that state until they transition and they started visiting me. No,
Oh, okay. That
you
brings up
know.
a good point about, when you're in a vegetative state, like your body's alive, but your brain is kaput, what are you, where are you, like, can you communicate with those type of people?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this happens actually quite frequently, at least once a week. I will get someone that's either in a coma, someone that's in a vegetative state, or bear with me here, someone who's struggling with memory issues. If I have someone that is advanced in Alzheimer's or dementia, they will come to me, and I don't know that I truly do not know that they're still walking Earth because the way they talk is as if I'm talking to spirit. It's clear as day. They bring through the validations, they bring through their messages, and I had one, and it's like, there's something with their mouth. There's something with a crack too. This is, it's like, oh my God, yes, you do. We just got that fixed yesterday. And because these people are still all in there, but sometimes with certain diseases, you're stuck. You can't communicate your message to your loved ones, and so it's a way. Working through a medium is a way to communicate with your loved one. No, I'm still fully in this body. It's just this body's not working for me right now. 1,000%, but the consciousness is still fully present. Yeah.
That might be a business to get into. Going to see coma patients and telling their loved ones what's happening,
Well, I've really had it's a season, it's a big season for me. I always call them my seasons, right? You'll get seasons of a lot of people that have lost a spouse, or you'll get a season where you get a lot of children that have departed. Right now, I have a big season of people that struggle with memory issues that are still alive. The person books a reading for someone else, but nonetheless, their relative who struggles with memory issue comes through clear as day.
Even though they're alive, that is fascinating.
It is. It is. In the beginning, I didn't identify it. Now I can identify it. Yeah.
Well, it's all, it's crazy complex, and science is not even close to being able to figure out what's going on here.
No, it is complex. It is
Very
complex.
complex. I mean, it's beyond us. Maybe with AI, and supercomputers, they can maybe figure it out scientifically. But I think the way that God designed it is just way too advanced, just way too advanced. But it's always good to strive for goals and reach goals, because I think once all of this stuff is proven scientifically, which it will be one day, I think it's gonna be a lot easier and better for everybody,
It would be nice for everybody to have access to this. It truly would.
Yeah,
It would bring a lot
absolutely.
of healing.
I think so. I think so. Now, do you think that anybody can be trained to be a medium with the right amount of studying, or do you think
The
you?
famous question, eh?
Yeah, I ask this a lot because it's a great question, and
Yeah.
it's nice to get different perspectives. So, what do you think about that? Do you think people can develop it, maybe only to a certain point? It's like a, you
Yeah.
see, I'm a guitarist, and I love playing
I'd
guitar for
say.
50 years, and I like I say, I'm the world's most okayest guitarist. I'm pretty good, but there's people that are way better than me, that are way younger than me, that are just they have the ability. Is it the same with mediumship?
I would abide by that. So I feel like it's a spectrum. Some mediums, like the famous Mavis Patilla, she believed that you had to be born with the gene. She believed it was DNA. And then some mediums say, oh, everyone can be trained to be a medium. And to an extent, I abide more with the everyone because I do believe we all have this ability. However, will we all be Olympians? I once was in a background chorus for a beautiful singer. I know how to move my feet. I know how to clap my hands. I have the video. Everyone goes right, I go left. Everyone goes up, I go right. I know how to move my feet. I know how to clap my hands. Don't get me moving to the music. And so I do believe that's kind of the same for mediumship. Well, yes, a lot of us can attune it and we can, but not everyone will want to dedicate the amount of time it requires to perfect it. And to deep dive into it, because I feel like it's like being a guitarist or being a great singer or being great at something. You have to dedicate a lot of time to it, and mediumship is no exception to me, anyways.
Interesting. Yeah, it takes, yeah, I totally agree with what you say. You gotta any craft, you just gotta work at it to get better at it. Absolutely, what are your thoughts on people that crossed over? Like, oh, you know what? Samantha Guthrie's mother, the one that's missing, it's the biggest news item in the United States. Like she was kidnapped, or well, obviously she was kidnapped. Like, I'm surprised there's not any more mediums, or maybe you don't hear of it. Maybe there's mediums volunteering, but I have a feeling there's a lot of really good intuitive mediums with remote viewing capabilities that can probably, help out with the law enforcement to find them. I just hope they are taken seriously,
It's interesting you bring that up. So, anyone who follows me on social will know that back in December, I actually helped a nonverbal autistic person find their home twice. I actually helped their mom find them so that they could get back home twice. And so, no way of communicating. That person did not have a phone, did not have a wallet, did not have anything, and were completely lost. And so my job was to connect with that nonverbal person and just telepathy, like connect that way. And so,
Telepathy, yeah.
yeah. And so it was a lovely experience. But yes, I do believe that our gifts are underused, where we can helping find autistic nonverbal speaking nonverbal people, or we can help in some of those cases, right? Not all of us will want to work on those more sensitive cases, though. It's just like anything, right? Some of us will have a niche and some won't. And but yes, I feel like the abilities that come with mediumship and that come with intuition are definitely underused. Like there's a lot more use to these
Well, it's
tingly
because
senses
it's
than
poo-pooed. That's why the
yeah.
scientific community, doesn't, want to give it money. It's just the way that it is. But there's a couple of things. I'm sure you've dabbed into the study of quantum physics and quantum physics and mediumship. Like they're converging. They're getting close together with everything. These supercomputers that have come out are talking about they're talking about AGI. Right now, the thing is AI, but now they're going to move it to AGI, which is artificial general intelligence. That means that the computers, your basic computer, is smarter than all of everything, all of the knowledge of all of human combined since the beginning of time is, in this one computer. That means it starts having dominion over us. It's smarter than we are. So, the movie like The Terminator, stuff like that, scary. It's scary stuff, Do you have any I know you have the mediumship abilities, but do you also dabble into the psychic part of it, the other part of that?
Yes, but that came way later. I was only a medium. I was a terrible intuitive until later in my journey, where now I do believe that both of my abilities are absolutely the same. I used to be solely like I feel like spirit wanted me to fo only focus on mediumship, only develop mediumship, only focus on mediumship. And there's this joke where I took a mentorship class and we had to practice reading each other as mediums, but before she would have us do an intuitive exercise and we had to figure out how was the day of the person sitting in front of us. And so you'd have to intuitively connect to the person in front of us and say like, oh, your day was great. And so all I could see was this person sitting down with a book and enjoying a nice meal. I was like, wow, what a cozy day. Like you had such a great day. I see a book and I see you enjoying your meal really in silence. She's a stay-at-home mom of 9 children. I could
Cool.
not have been further off. So my
Right.
intuition was terrible. My mediumship was great. My intuition was terrible.
So, how
Now
did you
it
develop that?
definitely
How did that develop?
caught up.
How did you get better at that?
I honestly, it's just one day it kind of pinged. It's this thing with me. One day things kind of click together and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is my intuition, right? But as you might know from doing this, it's like a radio. It's truly like a radio. One frequency is medium and one frequency is intuitive, and they're so separate, right? That I had that one channel really tuned in, but I wasn't tuned in the other channel. And so I could only talk to past loved ones. Now I can talk to, and I keep, but I always keep them separate for ethical reasons. I always keep them separate.
Oh, okay. So when you book a reading, it's either for a reading or an
Oh, it's
intuitive
either or. Oh, 1,000
mediumship or
percent.
intuitive. Gotcha. Yeah. It's too bad. Like the intuition isn't precise enough to give lottery ticket numbers for the
Roman, I
Wouldn't
once
that be
dreamt of lottery ticket numbers as
great?
a medium. So I was like, that's it. That's it. I'm a medium. I dreamt of lottery ticket numbers. I am winning. I did not win.
No,
Of course not.
if you were meant to win, then you would have won if it was meant to be, right?
Well, yeah.
I know. I'll spend like, $5 once, one of the Mega Millions or whatever. If it reaches $1 billion, yeah, I'll put in $5 just for the hell of it, just that, to be part of the excitement, not at all expecting to win, but just imagine, crazy.
I know.
Yeah. And do you notice that you probably have a wide range of clientele, different ages, that kind of thing. And with loved ones that have crossed over, that are, have crossed over recently or have crossed over 20 years ago, do you find a difference in the ability to communicate with those that have crossed over a long time ago than those have crossed over recently? Is there
A
a
thousand percent, yes. And
really?
when I will always be very, I have a lot of integrity in my reading, so oftentimes I'll be able to tell how long they've been departed just by the way they communicate. So I always tell people they're not telling me they've been departed 3 years. I just sense that they've been departing around that time for just from the sheer fact of how they communicate. So I always I feel like And it is true that for some spirit, they can communicate the day they depart. I do agree with that, but that's not most spirit. I feel like most spirit, there's a whole transition thing, especially if they were not spiritual or not religious down here. There's a whole learning curve about the other side and being energy and, setting up a prayer and intention, whatever, right? Communicating without physical words is a whole learning experience. And so some of them do have to go through that learning. And so I always, 3 months and then 6 months, you see a change, but then a year, usually a year, is like crystal clear. And then when I get someone that's been departed like for at least 2 decades, they come to me and it's as if like they need to like brush off their dust a bit. Like they're like a little hibernating bear, and I'm like, oh boy, okay, this person has been there a long time. I can just tell from the way they come to me. It's a cute thing. I find it very endearing.
Well, do you when you do readings, is it mostly in person, by
No, it's
phone,
all
on Zoom?
virtual.
It's
Yes.
all virtual. Okay.
Yes. I
So,
partake too in person when there's events like the Forever Family Foundation Grief Retreat or but other than that, it's all my work's all virtual. Yes.
Now, when you do group readings as well?
Yeah, I do group readings as well. Yes, I
That must
do.
be a little t tougher, because all these
It is.
spirits trying to come in and
You gotta
ordering them,
organize them.
organize them, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a consistent, consistent answer. I've asked that like a million times, and it's always the same. So why do I keep asking that? I don't know. So
Maybe someone will be different one day, but yes, no,
yeah.
group readings are definitely more intense.
Is there an ideal sitter for you, or an ideal setting, mood set kind of thing for a good sitting?
That's interesting. An open heart, I think, because I have such compassion for them. I have so much love for them. I feel like when someone reciprocates that towards me, I get to serve them better. Rarely do I have someone who's like closed off to the experience, but it has happened in the past where someone was there, let's say because it was a gift, someone bought them a reading, but on their own personal journey, they might not have been ready to receive a reading. And
Does
that's always
it
the
make it difficult to communicate if they're
Yeah,
closed off like
it
that?
definitely makes it a lot more difficult, 1,000%. It makes it difficult if the sitter is not ready to receive, which I totally understand. And if it's not their part of their journey, if they're not ready on their journey, but their friend said it would really help if they saw a medium. But like personally, they were like, give me more time, give me more time. But they still nonetheless showed up. Yeah, sometimes I do feel like
Is it harder to communicate to them because of the state they're in, or does the state they're in make it more difficult for those that crossed over to communicate with you?
I think it's the people that are crossed over. They can sense our hearts too, and they're like, does the person really want to talk to me today, or should I hold back a little, and should we wait a little bit more? Right? I do have that sense that sometimes on the other side too, they're mindful of our emotional state, and they'll be like, oof, wait a minute over here, right? But when I have someone who's in very active grief and they truly do want to communicate to their past loved one, oh, usually that then there's no issue. It doesn't matter where you are in your season of grief, it matters more the openness to the experience.
Right. Now, I'm my religion, I'm Catholic, and as are many French Canadians. And I had a conversation with my priest actually about this whole mediumship thing. This happened many, many years ago. And he brought up a question that, you're definitely receiving messages, these mediums or whatever are definitely receiving messages, but how do you know that the messages are true? How do you know it's not the devil in disguise? Because the devil is he's the prince of lies, right? So, how do you know? It just leads maybe more to I guess a more general question would be, like, might spirits impersonate somebody else and tell lies in spirit? Like, they're in spirit already. Like, do you ever get deceitful spirits?
Okay, no, but there's so many things to say there. First of all, I appreciate your praise. However, I also sometimes find it culotté, bold, that priests will claim to be channeling either Jesus or the gospel of God, but then a white woman couldn't channel your mom. What? Sometimes I find the dichotomy a bit strange there. I do want to mention this. Nothing against religion though, because I was my family, half of my family was brought up religious, and I find there's beautiful priests, and I found there's beautiful work being done out there. But I also find it sometimes strange that a priest will say, "Oh, I prayed to God this morning, and this is what he told me," but then I cannot pray to your mom, and this is what she told me, because now all of a sudden, how do you know it's God and not the devil? So sometimes I find it interesting. On the flip side, no, I usually set a very straight intention. I will usually there are different levels. I don't play with entities. I don't play with paranormal stuff. I don't play with different channels. I play with the past loved one channel, and I play with the angels and guides channel. I'm very clear in my connection. And then sometimes the only deceitful you will get is that sometimes I will get someone who's not necessarily true about who they were. Like they'll make themselves look a lot nicer. But then they'll usually, for me, they'll hold a little baggage in their hands, and that's how I'll know. I'll be like, "Oh, okay, this person is making it sound like they were really kind, but I think there's something hiding in a baggage, an old emotional baggage." And then I'll get to understand that they struggle with alcoholism, and they weren't always the nicest way, right? Or so that's the only way, quote unquote, I'll get deceitful, is that sometimes they'll project being a certain way, but then a few minutes into their reading, I'll be like, "Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting more of the truth is coming out of that little baggage over here." That's the only way I would get that. But no,
The lesson is
don't worry.
spirit, you can't really hide. Like,
Yeah.
really, I mean, and I wouldn't see the need to hide anything
Yeah,
when
no.
you're in spirit.
Because it's most healing to say the truth. It's the most healing thing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of books that I have read tell us that there's no actual pain at the time of death, right? That our spirit is like whisked away right before the final blow. Let's say you're in a car crash, right before impact, your spirit's gone. It's out of the body. There's no pain. What do you think about that?
It's interesting. It's something I learned in my mediumship too, where yes, I do feel like sometimes they hover over their body. Like, let's say they'll wash the carcinogen or something, but sometimes they will still be in their body, going through all of those final breaths and everything. But when I talk to them, they have no pain, no feeling. That does not transfer over, because oftentimes I'll have a mom, and she's like, "Was he in pain? Was he okay?" And he's like, I did not feel a thing. I cannot recall a thing. I don't have no idea about any pain I would have carried." They do remember what their body went through. They can acknowledge a car accident or something very traumatic in a hospital better. They can acknowledge the scene, but there is no pain attachment. It's a bit comforting too as a medium. He's like, "Oh, okay, cool. Then the transition will be smooth."
Now, as a medium, are you able to conjure up like historical figures? Can you have a conversation with George Washington, for example?
Okay, I assume a lot of mediums can. Those are not my boundaries. My boundaries, I will only connect to people that are for the person I'm serving, right? So even on my personal journey, I don't just go up and start channeling George Washington or like Elvis Presley. I don't. That's not part of my. Those are not the frequency I channel. And so,
Right.
yeah.
But would you feel like it would be kind of like abusing your gift, maybe, to do stuff like that? Is that why you don't do that? Or is it just something that you're not interested in? Or do you think it might take away from your ability to be good at what you're doing in your specific channel?
Right. To be quite frank with you, Roman, and I'll be frank, it is simply for the sheer fact that I don't like playing around with different entities. I truly don't. As a child, I did not have a pleasant time. And so as an adult, I know I am comfortable. I feel loved, and I feel like I'm able to give love with past loved ones and with angels and guides. And I'll stay there. I won't start playing around. I won't start fooling in paranormal investigations. I won't. I just won't. Those are my, I feel comfortable there. I'll stay there.
Well, that's good. And I think that's a good answer. And now I'm just wondering if, any other of the mediums that I I've had conversations with many, and like if you're a history buff, like why wouldn't you take advantage of that? If I guess it's a preference, right? Like if you love history enough to go there, then you'll go there, I guess, right?
Oh yeah.
Simple as
There,
that.
there's a lot of people online that you can see that claim to channel Wayne Dyer and then to channel Jesus, and that's perfectly fine. That's just not my cup of tea at all.
Do you ever get clients that, when they walk in, they're kind of like really scared, for lack of a better word,
Nervous.
nervous, scared? So what do you do to calm them down? Or
Well, oh, this is interesting. As we talk, there's a light that just flashed behind you.
really?
That's funny. Okay, yeah, it
Well,
kind of glimmed
my
something.
son has been in spirit for about 15 years. He passed away when he was 5. That's what got me into this whole thing.
Oh, I figured there was a reason behind all of this. Oh, beautiful soul. Does he play with lights for you, or?
He hasn't done anything in a long time. But when he crossed over, there was a lot of activity. He even showed up in a picture posthumously. Like he f showed up in a photograph. It's kind of cool.
I've had all of my clients, I've had that reported to me once too. A set of parents showed up in a photograph, and the person sent me the photo. It's what this is so cool.
It's
Lovely. Look at him go.
it was a really cool picture of I don't know if I could show it up on the screen. Let me just find the album. But there was a picture where I took with my family. I'm just arm in arm, locked with people, and this is I'll put it up to the camera. That's the picture, and you can see on my heart there's an orb. Right on my heart. I was a lot heavier then, but there's an orb. This is 3 months after he crossed over. And then we did a blow up of the orb. And
And it was a
it's,
face.
well, it's a face with angel wings, pretty much. It's,
It's almost impossible to see on the screen.
yeah, it's, it's unfortunately, let me see if I
Oh,
can.
Roman, that's a magical story.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Here, there. Okay, I think I'll blow it up as much as I could, and I'll pull it back maybe, or right up to the camera.
Oh no,
Well, you can see the eyes. See the eyes on top? And along the sides, that's the wings or whatever. But that's I wish it was
it's the
I wish it
glare
came
with
out
the
better.
computer.
It's not meant to be. But anyways, it's on my phone, it's clear. It's his face with angel wings.
Oh,
So,
what a
isn't that cool?
beautiful. Yeah, it's really cool. This is interesting what you're recalling, woman. A lot of people do mention that in the beginning they'll get a lot of signs or a lot of interaction, and then eventually, not that it quiets down, but it's more sparse. Why do you feel that is? I have my own opinion, but yeah, I want to hear yours.
I think it's because I don't need it as much. That's what I've learned, and that's what I've been told, and it's fine. I mean, we all move on, and I've had other kids after that, and I'm quite busy,
It is
just
busy.
getting old to have kids. Like my youngest is 12, and I'm kind of. I'm going to be 60 in 1 month from today.
Wow, look
So,
at you go.
it takes quite a lot of energy.
It does. It does. You
Yeah,
do. You
but it
do.
keeps you young, I guess. So, what advice, like, Let's say somebody's trying to learn about mediumship and stuff like that
Mm.
and wants to become a medium or to see if they even have it in them. Where
Yeah.
would you have them start? What would
Well,
you,
first
what
they
would be
have it
your
in
advice?
them, but then when do we start? You gotta quiet the noise. You gotta, like I was saying in the beginning, I go to therapy like every second week because you gotta get the garbage out. If you're cluttered within, the connection's gonna be cluttered. So you gotta clean as much as possible. Maybe your emotions, maybe however it is, your anxiety, wherever it is, there's so much noise. You got to clear the noise because if you're in the noise, you can't hear the subtle. It's so subtle. And a lot of people expect like big words in your ears and big images in your eyes, and they are in all the little subtleties. And so everything's got to be quiet for you to be able to pick up on those. And in order to quiet everything, you got to sit with yourself and you got to do the work. You got to do the work. You meditate and
Absolutely.
yeah.
And I think there's a lot of doubt at first too, the self-doubt. You
Oh
gotta
yes. Did I just make this up? But then you just my way to kind of hack this is I say, okay, if I didn't make this up, send me a sign of a lemon. Send me a sign of this. Send me a sign. Send me a proof that I did not make this up. Or tell me something that's going to happen in 2 days from now so that I know, okay, yes, it was them. Like for me, they would tell me, okay, you're getting a mail in the a letter in the mail. You won't like that letter. Okay, got it. I'm going to get a letter in the mail. Same day, I get a letter in the mail that I did not like, right? But yeah, 1,000%. I challenge them. I say, okay, if this was you, prove it.
that's your corporate analytical world being
Yes. But
coming into play.
it serves me
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
well.
So, tell us a bit about we're actually getting to the end of the show. So
Yeah.
tell us a bit about your practice and how you book clients and where people can get a hold of you and stuff like that,
Do we have a little visitor?
Yeah, we do. Come here. This is my son. This is
Oh.
Roman Jr.
Hi, Roman
He
Jr.
just got back from skiing. Good to see you, buddy.
Oh, you skied? Cool.
Yeah. Your
Oh.
phone's upstairs plugged in. Yeah.
Look at him go. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah,
Oh.
he's excited. He got his new iPhone came in today. So,
Oh, that's
kids.
exciting. Look at him.
Just
What a
got to
big day.
We got to figure out how to, do all the parental controls now and all that
Yeah.
kind of stuff. So,
Yes, you
welcome to my
do.
life, huh? He's the last one. He's the youngest.
I'm not there yet, but yes, I feel like those are
So
very important. But yes, for
you were
people to
saying about
find
your
me,
business.
it's super easy. All of my socials are the same as my website, which is spirituel.ca. So spirit, UELLE, just like Joelle. So spirit and Joelle bundle into one.ca. That's my Instagram handle. That's my website. That's where everything is. And then I can all my emails on there as well. Joelle at Spirit as well. Like everything is on there. And I'm always happy to be of service. Always happy to be of service.
So, oh yeah, this was an awesome interview. I mean,
Thank you.
you obviously know what you're talking about, and you seem like a very kind person. And I hope wish you all the success. And I cannot wait to interview you again back on the show. And I'm just asking, if. Yeah, I mean, this is the first time that you're on my show, but you were on the show before, right? With Joel.
I've been once with Joe on the show where we do live readings. Yes. But I'm going back next month with Joe.
And you're going back next month.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so please, everybody, tune into that, and
Yes.
you can see Joelle at work, and I'm sure you're going to be amazed. Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much
Thank you,
again.
Roman.
And
Merci
we
beaucoup.
really appreciate it. Merci beaucoup. À la prochaine. C'était un plaisir
C'est un
de
plaisir,
parler
oui.
avec vous en
No,
français un petit peu. I'm a little rusty. It's not coming
you're
as
great.
naturally as it
Your
used
French
to
is
be.
great.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll be back next month. And everybody stay warm. And we'll see you all soon. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.